Today we are Parashat Vaigash. Birshut Morai Verabotai, with the permission of all of you there, this parasha, it's about the revelation of Yosef HaTzadik to his brothers, and this parasha, it's one of the parashiot of the exile when Yosef HaTzadik Alav HaShalom was the first Jew to exile to Egypt, to a place that it's not possible to live there. So it's impossible, because the Gemara said that Egypt was Ervat HaAretz. Egypt was a big Birit Sahara in Egypt, and it's not possible to live in Egypt. It's not possible to stay a Jew in Egypt, especially to be a correct man with because the women there, they were too much arayot, too much ta'avot, and it was not possible to live there. That's what they call it, ervat ha'aretz. It's like a erva, something that it's something that you're not allowed to see, like you're not allowed to have a relationship with Israel relationship. I mean, even to live in Egypt was not possible to live in Egypt. I mean, people there, they were a lot of znut there. It's like just you have an example in the Torah about the wife of Potiphar, how much she tried to have Yosef in her hand. It's just an example. That was all Egypt. In Egypt, there was no people. There were too much adulterers in Egypt. The women, they were adulterers. The men, they were adulterers. It was a lot of znut. Just the Gemara said that the wife of Potiphar, how many times three times a day, she used to change her clothes. She used to change her clothes, you know, just to please Yosef. And she begged Yosef. And she even begged Yosef just to stay near her. And Yosef didn't want. Can you imagine the tzara that was in Egypt at that time? And the Gemara said that the woman, when they used to look at Yosef, they begged him to look at them. And Yosef HaTzadik Alav HaShalom, he was the one, he did not look at nobody. That's why we call Yosef HaTzadik, Tzadik Yisod Olam, because Be'emet, Yosef, he was one of the biggest tzadikim of all time. He's among the Shiva Ushpizin Illa in Kaddishin. That's why we call him Kadosh, because we call Kadosh, you know why we call Kadosh? We call Kadosh only a man who is Parush Min Arayot, a man that he is far away from Arayot. You know what it is, Arayot? How do you call it in English, Arayot? Yeah, the forbidden relation. When anyone, Kiddushim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani, anyone who is Parush Min Arayot, so he is a holy man, he's a Kadosh. That's why Yosef HaTzadik, we name Yosef HaTzadik Kadosh. Now, this is the parasha of the week. This parasha of the week, it's one of the parashot that really, and there's a lot of things that we can understand from this parasha. And that's why the Torah said that Yosef HaTzadik Alav HaShalom in Egypt, it's fabulous. Before, when he had the two children, Ephraim and Menashe, only when it was Yemei HaSova, when there was food everywhere. You know, as Yosef said, that there will be 7 years of prosperity, 7 years of a lot of food in Egypt, and then 7 years of starving, yes? And at the time that Yosef HaTzadik Alav HaShalom was, when there was prosperity, he had the two children. But after, when the Ra'av started, when the Egypt was, when the starvation started, he did not have a relationship with his wife. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Why? Because he said how people are starving, people have problems to have food, and me, I enjoy myself to have children. I mean, Yosef HaTzadik was a rich man. Yosef was the one who kept the whole food in Egypt. So he had everything. He could have children. But no, he said, no, the world is in tzar. The world is suffering. Because the world is suffering, so I don't want to enjoy myself. That was Yosef. Can you imagine that? Huh? Can you imagine that? I mean, Yosef HaTzadik, he doesn't care. He has food. He's the king. He can do whatever he wants to do. No. Even with his wife, he did not go. Even with his wife, that's why Yosef is a kadosh. Look, from this, you can see how much Yosef was a tzaddik. I mean, here, no one sees him. I mean, he's in his palace. People are suffering because people have no money, have no food. But Yosef has food, has everything. He could make children. Who can see him? Who look at what he's doing? No. Yosef was fearing Hashem, not only in front of people, not show off, look at me, I fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, he fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in his house, even when nobody saw him. Now, you have a mezuzah in your house. In the mezuzah you have the what? Shaddai. Yes? You have the name of Hashem. Why you have the mezuzah? Why you have the name of Hashem in this mezuzah? Why? Why? Shomer Shaddai is Shomer Datot Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect the doors of the Jews. What that mean? Hashem protect the doors of the Jews. Mean Hashem Shomer Israel. Hashem Shomer Israel. Shomer Datot Israel. Delet, it's the door. Shomer, it's keep. Hashem, keep the doors of the Jews. What's that mean? That mean that when you are in your house, when you are in your room, the mezuzah, it's not inside the room. The mezuzah, it's when, where? It's in the door. It's outside, yes? And you are inside. Usually, you should have the mezuzah inside. Where you have the mezuzah? Outside. Usually. A clever man. Where you put the mezuzah? Inside the door. I mean, inside the room. You close the room, you cut the mezuzah. Yes or not? That it's logical. But the mezuzah, it's outside the door. Is it logical? Huh? It's not logical. Why? Because usually it's good to have the name of God inside the room. Why outside the room? A thought that Hashem, he wants to teach you. Hey, even that you are outside, even that I am outside the room, I know what you're doing in the room. Not because my name is inside the room, I see what you're doing. I see how you behave. No. Even if I am outside the room, outside the door, I look at you. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. So be careful. So be careful. And that is the reason. That is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he orders the Jews to put the mezuzah outside the room. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he orders to put the mezuzah outside the room? Just that you should know, you should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside and he looks at you. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you're doing. That is one reason. The other is because a lot of people think that Hashem, only what he see, what you do, he see. But what you don't see, what you do, and that Hashem, he don't look, he doesn't see. You're wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he see you, what you're doing outside, and Hashem, he knows. When you're inside, he knows what you're doing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. There is nothing hiding. You cannot hide nothing from Hashem. Now, this is the first reason why the mezuzah is outside the door, not inside the door, inside the room. Just that you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're doing, what you do there. But the name of Hashem, Shaddai, there is a lot of meaning of this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaddai. Because Shaddai, it's one of the names that every Jew should keep in his mind. Why? Because, you know, when Hashem created the world, I'm going to tell you a little bit of Kabbalah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with of course with midat rahamim and midat hadin, you know, with yudke vavke and elokim ashavara elokim la'asot, you know, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do at tziruf, he had to put together his two names, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that it's impossible to create the world only with midat rahamim or only with midat hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he mixed the two names Hashem Elokim to create the world. But you listen to me, yes? But Hashem, the word of Hashem, he is illimited. When Hashem said, I want water, so there is water, a fall of water, the water doesn't want to stop. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell the water, hey, die, stop. Stop. That's why the name of Shaddai, Hashem She'amah Le'olamo Dai. This name of Shaddai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stopped, he limited the world not to continue to be created. It's like when Hashem, he said, I want trees. When Hashem, he said, I want trees. So there was no limited of the trees. So Hashem had to limit it. Hey, stop. You have to stop. Even when Hashem, he said, I want animals. When Hashem, he said, I want animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he quickly stopped, you know, because the word of Hashem has limit, no limit. When Hashem, he said, I want this, I want water, when the word of water come out of the neck of the mouth of Hashem, there is no limit of the water. So Hashem, he has to stop the water, not to be more water. You understand? You understand me? So now I'm going to answer you. I'm going to answer one of the biggest questions of all time. There is a question, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this, please. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did create the world with his mouth. And then he has to use the name Shaddai to stop, not to continue. Okay? And when he came to create the man, he did not say, I want a man. He created the man. Yes, Hashem, he created the man with his own ruach. Ve'pach be'apav ruach hayim. It's incredible. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the whole world, he created the world with his mouth. Ve'yomer Hashem, and Hashem said, I want this. And this happened. And then Hashem, he said, I want this, and it happened. The first day he said, I want this, it happened. And the second day, I want this, it happened. Whatever Hashem, he said, I want, whatever it came out of his mouth, it happened. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to stop, not to continue. I mean, he had to limit them. And because there is no limit in the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it came to create the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not say, I want that the earth, because don't forget that the man was created from the earth. Yes or not? Me'afar bata ve'afar tashuv. Hashem said to Adam, you came from the earth, from the sand, so you come back, you go back to the sand. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say to the sand, hey sand, I want Adam, I want a man. And the man will, and the sand will develop a man, like the sand develop, you know, all the trees, everything. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say that? It's a question I was looking all books, if there is anyone who asked this question. And I did not see no one ask this question. And it's a fabulous question. Yes or not? Mm-hmm. But you know what's the answer? This is fabulous. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. There is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adonai Echad, Ushmo Echad. There is only Hashem. There is only one. There is no Has v'shalom. There is only Hashem. There is only Hashem one, and His name is one. So, if HaKadosh, and what Hashem He did, He put His own ruach on the man. Now, if HaKadosh would say to the earth, to the sun, I want man, so the sun will create a lot of men. And then HaKadosh has to tell them, no, you have to stop. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he has to give his own ruach, so HaKadosh has to give from out of his own ruach
to a lot of men, and it's impossible. Because we want to compare Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot compare, and Adam is one. We cannot, God forbid, compare a lot of people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, the people may think, well, the same way that there is a lot of men that they were created, that Chas V'Shalom, maybe there is a few more, I don't want to say. You understand? So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he only created only one, not two. Because God forbid, if there is two or three, maybe somebody, I'm sugar, he came and we say, well, maybe one among those three men, he created, Chas V'Shalom, he was created, he's the creator, Chas V'Shalom. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was one before. Out of his mouth, he created the whole world, and he limited them with the name of Shaddai. And when he came to Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Na'aseh Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he prepared Adam with his own hand. So one day there will be no any man who can proclaim, who can take himself like an Elua, like Paro did. Paro, he said, I am God. Look, Paro, he proclaimed himself as God. So Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not want that a situation happened that a Jew will come one day, he will say, I am God, I am this, I was here before everybody. That's why there was no one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and this Adam, he was a dead man. He needed the Ruach Hashem. Without the Ruach Hashem, he couldn't be alive. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to create Adam himself. And he put that Adam, he's up to him. He belongs to him. His life depends on him. So now you have Adam, who live in earth. Adam, who is half man and half spiritual. He has a goof, a body, blood, and he has a neshama. Who was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this man, he should not forget that this man is limited. His life is short. Understand? His life is short. He's limited. That's why a man, Bishai said that a man before he do the Brit Mila, he is like a shed, like a diable, and diable. You know what it is, a shed? Huh? Shindalet. It's like how do you call a diable in English?
Devil.
Good. Hazak. Devil. I was looking for that word. I said to somebody, a ghost. No, it's not a ghost. It's a devil. Devil. Yes, a diabolic. Devil. So a man without the Brit Mila is a shed. But when a man do the Brit Mila, when you take off the Orla from the Brit, so do you have a Yud? So now he's not a shed. Now the name of God Shaddai, it's on him. Because shed, Shindalit, if you add a Yud, it's Shaddai. From the Brit. Now I'm gonna show you. When a baby, but just imagine, okay? Just think a little bit what I'm gonna tell you. Take a baby, and he's the sandak, he's sitting. Here's the mohel kam. The mohel, he will open the two legs. Yes, the two legs. When you take the first leg open, it's like a dalet. The other leg open, it's like a dalet. And you put, so you have a dalet, and you have now the two legs together, it's like a shin. And when the mohel take the orla from the brit, you have the yud, so it becomes Shaddai. So you have the name Shaddai written on the Yerech Yaakov. That's why we call it Yerech Yaakov. What is Yerech? Yerech is up the, it's down the legs. This is Yerech Yaakov. You have a Yud. You have the name. Before the Brit was like a shed, you have the Shin and you have the Dalet. But after the Brit, you take off the Orla and there is a Atara coming out. It's like a Yud. This is the Yud. Yud, Yud, Yud. So you add Yud with the Shin Dalet, you have the name of God Shaddai. Huh? You like it? Ah, Baruch Hashem that you like it. So now, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now, if you understand me, so really, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Shaddai, okay? Hashem Shammah Le'olam Odai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to limit the life enough. Otherwise, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the world continue, the after other world will be full up of water, all the world will be full up of trees, and there is nowhere. There is nowhere to go. The water again will fall up other world, and the world will be destroyed. Now understand. I think I have an answer. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara olamot v'hechivan? The Zohar HaKadosh said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he destroyed them. I was asking a question to myself. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create this world if he has to destroy them? Okay? Why? You know why? I thought because those olamot, they were illimited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, he did not limit them. He did not create them with the name Shaddai. When he said, I want water, so the water will fall off other world. He said, I want trees, the trees will fall off of the world. So there was nowhere to stay. There were no place where to create the man. So automatically the world was destroyed. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. Now I will create the world with the name of Shaddai. So when? Because the word, because the name, the out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no limit. When Hashem talk, I want this, bam, there is full of everything. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ishtabah, Shemo La'ad, he had to use the name of God to create the word, and he had to use the name of Shaddai to limit the word. Okay? Okay? Now we understand. Now we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Olamot, they did not exist, they did not Lit came, he did not stand to be, to stand, not to be destroyed. But the last one, the last word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he stand, he stayed, he did not, he was not destroyed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he maintained this word with the name of Shaddai. But he did not use the name, he did not create the man with his mouth because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to create a lot of men, so the people they will not be. Hashem Shalom, they will not be wrong that Hashem Shalom, there is another Rishut, there is something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad, Ushmu Echad, so Hashem had to create only one, so there will no, Hashem Shalom, there will be no, how do you say it? There will be no, confusion. Voilà, there will be no confusion. Who is God? There is only one, Hashem. What about those men? There is no man. Before there was nothing, as you created only one. So there will be no confusion among men. Somebody will say, hey, I was here before everybody. Hey. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man with his own hand. And when he created the man with his own hand, he put Shaddai on him. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell him, hey, the name of Shaddai is on the man. Die. Enough. Always the man should think when you want to do good things. You should always think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for him. When you want to do bad things, hey, be careful. You are destroying the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to make sure that the name of Shaddai is on every man. Why? To remind him, hey, I keep this word with the name of Shaddai for you, that you can use it. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not use the name Shaddai to create the world, Chas v'Shalom, there'll be no Adam, there'll be no man. It's very important for Hashem that the man, he should always appreciate what Hashem did for him. Yeah, you have to appreciate what Hashem did for you. What Hashem did for you? when you look at your brit, when you see the name of Shaddai on you, you remember that this word, if it exists, because Hashem he used the name of Shaddai to exist. If Hashem did not use the name of Shaddai to exist, to do whatever Hashem would create, it would be destroying. Because there is no limit of all what Hashem is doing. So it's very important for you to know, to remember, when every time you see the Shaddai, the name of Shaddai on you, that's why you have to keep it. That's why you have to keep wear the brit. That's why you have to be very, very careful with your brit, because this brit, there is there the name of Shaddai. This brit reminds you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the name of Shaddai, that the world can maintain. If the world was maintained with the name of Shaddai, so that you man you can use it. So if you don't use it, if you don't take care of this world, so you're doing a b'gam on the name of Shaddai. So God forbid anyone who do a b'gam on his brit milah, he's pogim on the bria. Anyone who does a b'gam, you know what is a b'gam? Anyone who does a fault with his brit, so he's making the world in danger. Because why? Because the world was created with the name of Shaddai. Because this name of Shaddai, limited the creation of the world. So the name of Shaddai, with the name of Hashem and Elohim, the world was created. With the name Kibiyah Tzolamim, or with the name of Yutke, the world I was creating. But to maintain the world as it is with the name Shaddai. Understand? It's with the name of Shaddai. So now, if Hashem Shalom, and this name of Shaddai, it's on your brit milah. Hashem put it there as a reminder, to remind you, man, I created the world with the name of Shaddai. I maintain the existence of the world not to extend with the name of Shaddai. And I put the name of Shaddai on you. And when I created you, man, I created you with my own hand. So there will be no confusion that there is, Hashem Shalom, somebody else beside me. And I put this name on you, on your brit, to remind you that I'm here. That all what I created was for you. So be careful. Okay? Now we understand David HaMelech. When David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, he used to go to the bathroom, to the shower. David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, was learning Torah all day and night. When he went to do a shower, he was afraid, he was frightened. He saw himself nude. He saw no talit on him. He saw no tefillin on him. He was afraid. He said to himself, I'm here without Torah. I'm here without nothing. He was much afraid. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me? How can I stay without Torah? But when he saw his brit, when he saw his brit milah, he was happy. He felt good. So the question is, why he felt good? Why he felt good? What's wrong? What's special in his brit? What? According to all what I told you, there is an answer. When he saw his brit, he saw the name of Shaddai there. He said, Baruch Hashem. And I did not do a b'gam with my brit milah. The name of Hashem is on me. So, Baruch, even that now that I am in the shower and I cannot learn Torah, but Baruch Hashem, because I meant the creation of the world, and I did not do any bad things with my brit. So Baruch Hashem, I carry on to help the existence of the world. I carry on helping Hashem the existence of the world. And Baruch Hashem, I'm happy. Why he's happy? Because he saw his brit that he was perfect. He saw the name of Hashem on his brit. He saw he did not do a b'gam, a fault with his brit. So it's something to be happy. Sometimes, David, you have to understand this. Sometimes, what is the best? to sit learn Torah, or to sit just to talk, or to talk Lashon Hara, or just to sit not to talk. That means you don't talk. That means you don't learn Torah and you don't talk bad things. What is the best? The best is to sit and learn Torah. Okay. Now, if you don't have books to learn Torah, and you have a choice to talk bad, silly, bad things to somebody, or just to sit, not to talk, what is the best? To sit quiet, not to talk. And are you doing a mitzvah, doing that or not? Of course. Of course it's a mitzvah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he look at you. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefer that you sit and learn Torah. But if there is no books, there is nothing, and you have a choice or to sit or to talk bad things, and you don't do bad things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider it like you learn Torah and give you a mitzvah. So now we understand. David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, when he was in the shower, to take a shower, when he saw his brit milah, okay, he doesn't learn Torah, he's in the shower. But Baruch Hashem is happy that he did not do any fault in the Avera with his brit. So he see the name of Hashem there. Wow, he was happy. Look at the parasha of this week. Yosef HaTzadik, when he revealed himself to the Jews, to his brothers, he told them, "Ani Yosef, I am Yosef." Rashi said, he showed them that he had the brit milah. Is that a good proof that he did a brit milah? Maybe he's a goy. It doesn't mean nothing, a brit milah. Today, a lot of non-Jewish people did a brit milah. Even the royal family of England did a brit milah. Did a circumcision. So what? Today, today most of the people for hygiene matter, for health, they do brit milah. So what the proof? The proof is, Yosef HaTzadik, he showed his brother the Shem Shaddai. And they know they were tzadikim. They were big tzadikim. He showed them the Shem Shaddai on him. That when he showed them the brit milah, he didn't show his brit, the ever. No. He showed them the name of Hashem. He told them, if you are good Jew, if you are tzaddikim, if you are kedushim, look at me. You will see the light, the kedusha on my brit. That's what, when they saw that, they saw the name of Hashem there. They understood that Yosef is a tzaddik. So now we understand. Now we understand. When Yosef HaTzadik, Alav HaShalom, came to Egypt, he was alone. Egypt was Ervat Haaretz. There was Ta'avot of Znut, of Ta'avot of bad relation with women there. And Yosef, he had to fight on himself against everybody. And Yosef HaTzadik, not only he did not do bad things, even that way he became a tzaddik, even when he got married, and he was with his wife, and nobody looked at him, nobody saw what he was doing in his house. The name, he did not have a relationship with his wife. Because he said, people are starving. How people are starving, I enjoy myself. Now, the Shem Shaddai, I mean, please listen to this. I would like just to ask you one question. Just imagine if Yosef, he will go with his wife during the years that it was starving, can he show to his brothers his brit milah? That the name of God was there? Would the name of God will be in his brit? Would the name Shaddai will be in his brit if he would have a relationship with his wife, Bigdusha, during the beginning of the 7 years of starving? Would he have this? No. Now you understand. Because no one can believe that Yosef HaTzadik in his palace, rich man, no one will believe that he did not have a relationship with his wife. No one can believe. Because he was millionaire. All the food was in his hand. When he showed his brit milah to his brother, he wanted to show them, hey brothers, even that I am rich, I am in my palace, am the king of the whole world. All the food is in my hand. Look at my breath. The name of Hashem is on me. I did not have a relationship with my wife. Look at the name of God. When they saw that, because it's impossible to do that. It's impossible to do that. This kind of good man that Yosef was so good. Now they understood that Yosef is a big, big tzaddik and he has nothing against them. Because up to now, the Shvatim, they thought that Yosef was against them. And now here you have a proof that Yosef, a tzaddik, he's not against them. He loved them. What the proof? Ben Adam Lechaveru. The proof that even to have a relationship with his wife, he did not have. Why? Because Yosef said, how can I have a relationship with my wife when the world is in tsar? The world is starving. People are dying with no food. People have no water. People have no food. People are poor. How can I enjoy myself? How? So if a man think like that about other people, how can he be with his brothers? You understand me? I mean, now the Shvatim, his brothers, they understood that Yosef is a big tzaddik, that Yosef, he was never bad to them. They are wrong. They were bad to him. Look, all their accusation against Yosef were because he talked bad about them. Maybe he doesn't love them. Look the proof now. Not only he loved other people, but he share his food with poor people. He doesn't go out with his wife. He doesn't have relationship with his wife. Even that he can if he want. Because he said, how can I do this? How can I enjoy myself? If a man think like that, how can he be bad to his brothers? Where are the bad people? Not Yosef. Fabulous, huh? Now, through the Shem Shaddai, they understood that. Now they saw the name of God on his breath. And if Yosef would have a relationship with his wife during the years that they were starving, even that he could do it if he want, because he's not, he has everything, he has food, everything, maybe he could lose the name of God. He could lose this Shaddai. That could be a problem for him, for the Shaddai of his brother. Now, I would like to finish. I have 3 minutes. Now I understand. Yosef HaTzadik, he knows that his father was alive. When he said, Od Avihai, he knows. I mean, he knows that his father, why he told them, do my father is alive? You know why he told them this? Why my father is alive? He knows that his father is alive. If he was not alive, they will tell him. He knows. He said, Od Avihai, please listen to this. When he said, Od Avihai, he said, his meaning was, I did not see my father for 20 years, or more than 20 years. The Torah, we are Bnei Torah. Anyone who studies Torah, his name is a son. The Torah is Abba. The Torah is Father. He wanted to tell them, since I left my father up to now, Od Avihai, do my father study Torah the same way he studied Torah with me when I was with him? The Torah is Father. You understand me? Because Yosef HaTzadik, Alav HaShalom, even that he was in exile, he did not stop to learn Torah. He did not forget nothing. That's what he said to his father. When he saw the Agalot, he said, Oh, Od Yosef Hai. Baruch Hashem, Yosef, he did not forget the Torah. How can you not forget the Torah if you repeat the Torah? If you don't repeat the Torah, you forget the Torah. To be rich, you have to work. You cannot be rich if you don't work, yes or not? If you want to be rich, you have to work. You cannot be rich if you don't work. You have to be shtadlut. To be a ben Torah, you have to learn Torah. If you don't learn Torah, if you don't learn Torah, how can you be a ben Torah? So Yosef HaTzadik, if he's after 20, more than 20 years, he was a big tzaddik, and he did not forget the Torah, because he used to repeat the Torah all the time. So that was his question. Od Avihai, do my father is still alive? Because we call the Torah Haim. The Torah is Haim. So do my father carry on studying the Torah the same way he was studying Torah when I was with him? So they told him, yes, Odaviha, yes. My father, our father, he did not, even with all the tzaro that he had through you, he did not stop learning Torah. He's the symbol of the Torah. That's the answer of the question, why why Yosef HaTzadik told them, do my father is alive? Of course he's alive. Everybody knows he's alive. Why ask them? This is the first question, the answer. The second answer, Yosef HaTzadik, he was worried. Maybe they did not tell him the truth. Maybe just they told him, yes, father is alive. Just not, because he could ask them, well, I want to see the body of your father. So maybe it's like they lied to him. That's why Yosef told him, now tell me the truth. Do my father is alive or not? Maybe just you told me that he's alive just because you didn't come quickly, because when you went the first time to from Egypt to Eritrea to take food and I hold Shimon in jail, you didn't come quick. You came. It took you time to come. In the meantime, did he die? Of course, you told me he's alive. Maybe you lied to me. Tell me the truth. Is he alive or not? No, the truth is alive. Okay? So, Be'ezet Hashem, this is the parasha of the week.